program,
melainkan fondasi untuk menciptakan generasi yang sehat, cerdas, dan produktif.
The program is a foundation to create
bahwa
a smart generation.
Investasi terbaik yang bisa dilakukan oleh sebuah bangsa.
He mentioned, quoted someone that the nutritious meal is the best investment that a nation can do for the people.
Mulai terasa angka kehadiran anak di sekolah meningkat.
He also mentions that
anak-anak di sekolah
during
meningkat.
The free nutritious meal program has been implemented,
it
has positive effects like the presence and also
provinsi.
The achievements of the students.
MBG telah menciptakan 290,000 lapangan kerja baru.
The program has created 290,000 new jobs.
1 juta petani, nelayan, peternak,
and also benefited a lot of farmers, fishermen.
MBG mendorong pertumbuhan ekonomi.
It drives the economy.
Hadirin sekalian, tidak ada negara yang kuat yang tidak mampu memproduksi pangannya sendiri.
He says that there is no strong country that cannot produce their own food.
Untuk memutus ketergantungan pada impor.
Therefore, the government is working hard to stop the dependence on import.
Di Kalimantan Tengah, di Kalimantan Barat, di Sumatera, di Papua, dan beberapa daerah lain. Selain melakukan ekstensifikasi,
he's mentioned about the extensification.
Kami
of food production.
Produksi pangan di desa-desa.
And also encouraging food production in villages.
Penyaluran pupuk.
One of them is by using cooperatives in distributing fertilizers
dan memberi bantuan alat pertanian kepada para petani kita.
And also
kami juga tingkatkan
farming
harga
equipment for the farmers
menjadi rupiah 6.500 per kilogram agar petani sebagai produsen menikmati keuntungan yang berarti.
They also control the price so that the price of the commodity will be useful or benefiting the farmers too.
Hari ini lebih dari 4 juta ton.
We have produced more than 4 million tons today.
Tertinggi selama sejarah NKRI.
And this is the highest record that the country has ever made in its history.
Bisa kembali mengekspor beras dan jagung.
And Indonesia can now export again rice and corn.
Para petani tersenyum karena harga gabah stabil dan penghasilan mereka meningkat. Untuk melindungi konsumen Indonesia, pemerintah yang saya pimpin.
Now he's mentioning about the consumer protection in the country.
Kecurangan-kecurangan, manipulasi, penipuan.
He's mentioning about manipulation and also fraud by business people that hinders the development of the food production.
Kami akan selalu tegas pada mereka yang melanggar aturan.
The government affirms that the government will take a firm action against those who do the violation.
Di atas penderitaan orang kecil. Pemerintah yang dipimpin akan konsekuen menggunakan segala kewenangan yang diberikan kepada kami dari Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 dan juga Undang-Undang Nomor 7 tahun 2014 tentang perdagangan, terutama pasal 107 junto pasal 29 ayat 1 yang berbunyi pelaku usaha yang menyimpan barang kebutuhan pokok dan atau barang penting dalam jumlah dan waktu tertentu pada saat terjadi kelangkaan barang, gejolak harga, dan atau hambatan lalu lintas bisa mendapat pidana penjara paling lama 5 tahun.
The president is mentioning about the law enforcement to be carried out for those business people who hide their stocks of goods when the prices is high, and also any company that might to manipulate.
Dan berdasarkan wewenang konstitusional
And all this is based on the authority given by the Constitution and the law.
Yang bisa kami sita. Kami akan selamatkan rakyat.
We will save the people.
Kami akan membela kepentingan rakyat.
We will defend the people's interest.
Kami pastikan rakyat Indonesia tidak akan menjadi korban Serakahnomics.
We will make sure that the people will not fall victim to the Serakahnomics or Creednomics.
Menipu dan mengorbankan rakyat Indonesia dan membawa keuntungan itu, kekayaan itu keluar dari Republik Indonesia. Ini harus kita hentikan.
The president just affirmed that the government will take action to those companies that
jangan pernah
violates the freedom and also the prosperity of the people.
Bisa bertindak seenaknya.
He says that during his government, those companies cannot do as they wish.
Kami tidak gentar dengan kebesaranmu. Kami tidak gentar dengan kekayaanmu. Karena kekayaanmu berasal dari rakyat Indonesia.
The president affirms that the government is not afraid of their wealth because their wealth has been amassed from the people of Indonesia. And the government will not be doubtful in protecting the people.
Kita akan gunakan Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 Pasal 33 yang sudah sangat jelas cabang-cabang produksi yang penting bagi negara dan yang menguasai hajat hidup banyak dikuasai oleh negara.
He is reaffirming again the Article 33 of the Constitution about the resources that needs to be used for the sake of the benefit of the people.
Di atas kebenaran. Atas dasar inilah hari ini saya umumkan setelah pertimbangan cermat oleh pemerintah.
And now he's about to make an announcement.
Hak rakyat mendapatkan beras yang tepat. Tepat takaran, tepat kualitas.
In making sure that the people will get the proper rice according to the quality and also
usaha
price.
Usaha penggilingan beras skala besar harus mendapat izin khusus dari pemerintah.
Kalau giant rice mill companies need license ini from the government.
Tidak, yang besar silakanlah pindah ke bidang lain. Jangan main.
Otherwise, they need to move to other sector of fields.
Saudara-saudara sekalian yang saya hormati, dalam 10 bulan terakhir, saya bersama Kabinet Merah Putih berupaya memerangi kemiskinan dengan pendekatan.
He's mentioning that his cabinet has been working hard to fight poverty with thorough approach. They want the poverty to be decreased into 0%.
Karena itu untuk pertama kali dalam sejarah Republik Indonesia,
for the first time in the history of the nation,
kami telah membentuk,
we have formed a system,
data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional, DTSN. DTSN menjadi pegangan kita. Kami pastikan program-program pemerintah untuk masyarakat miskin tepat sasaran. Dengan DTSN kami menjaring.
He's mentioning about the DTSN, the National Social Economy Single Data that can be used for all this.
Masih ada orang kaya yang menikmati subsidi rakyat. Dengan sekarang kita ingin tepat sasaran. Saudara-saudara sekalian, salah satu upaya kita untuk memutus rantai kemiskinan
absolut
adalah kita
to eradicate
sekolah
poverty
rakyat.
Is to create the people's school, sekolah rakyat.
Membangun dan membuka 100 sekolah rakyat.
The government has opened 100 sekolah rakyat or people's school.
Akan menjadi 200, tahun selanjutnya akan menjadi 300. Dan seterusnya.
And it will be developed to 200 and even 300.
Sekolah rakyat ini diperuntukkan untuk mereka yang dari desil yang terendah. Desil 1-2. Dari mereka yang benar-benar penghasilannya sangat-sangat
And the people's school is aimed at the family or children from underprivileged family, the ones from the lowest level. And this is one of the efforts to cut the chain of poverty.
Kalau orang tuanya miskin, mereka tidak perlu untuk terus miskin.
If their parents are poor, the children should not be poor too.
Bagaimana dengan sekolah-sekolah lain?
And then what about the other schools?
Membentuk sekolah unggulan.
The government has created top schools.
Dan akan membangun dan selesaikan sekolah unggulan untuk mengejar ketertinggalan kita.
The top schools is developed to chase the
sekolah unggul Garuda
development. For example, Garuda top school.
Dan akan ada 80 sekolah unggul Garuda transformasi. Sekolah-sekolah yang sudah ada ikut dalam program ini.
And the existing school will join this program.
Menambah SMA Taruna Nusantara terintegrasi di seluruh pelosok negeri. Tahun ini kita juga akan menambah fakultas-fakultas kedokteran di seluruh
this
Indonesia.
This year Indonesia will have more
kita
medical faculties.
Ketinggalan dalam menghasilkan dokter-dokter dan dokter gigi.
Because we are left behind in creating dentists and doctors.
Kita juga akan renovasi lebih dari 13.000 sekolah dan 1400.
The government will also renovate 13,000 schools.
Kurang dari yang kita inginkan.
And it's still far below what we needed.
Ini adalah permulaan. Tahun depan kita akan cari uang untuk menambah.
This is just the beginning, and next year we will find more fund to do it.
Ketertinggalan kita tahun ini kita akan sebarkan 288.000 layar pinter, smart platform, smart TV yang akan kami distribusi ke sekolah-sekolah.
The government will distribute 288,000 smart TVs or smart screens so that it can help the student in developing or even in learning process.
Yang mengajar secara virtual. Untuk mencetak pemimpin-pemimpin nasional di masa depan, kami juga telah mencanangkan tadi yang saya sebut 20 sekolah unggul Garuda dan 80 sekolah unggul.
He's mentioning again about the top schools that the government is about to make.
Sekalian, kita juga membangun SMA Taruna Nusantara terintegrasi di seluruh pelosok negeri. Untuk mengatasi kekurangan dokter dan dokter spesialis, tahun ini akan dibuka 148 prodi di 57 fakultas kedokteran di seluruh Indonesia. Terdiri dari 125 prodi spesialis dan 23 prodi subspesialis. Kita juga akan tambahkan 25 prodi umum dan prodi gigi.
The president is reaffirming his earlier statements about the schools and also the medical faculties or majors in the country.
Sekalian, untuk mengatasi perputaran uang yang terkonsentrasi di ibu kota dan kota-kota besar, kami dirikan 80.000 koperasi desa dan koperasi.
Now he mentions about the red and white cooperative that is aimed to distribute the flow of money more equitably to the whole nation.
Kelurahan juga akan meringankan beban hidup masyarakat kita dengan menjual beras murah, minyak goreng murah.
And this will help also the people by selling affordable staple foods and even fertilizer and nutritious food.
Buat rakyat bisa punya akses kepada protein, kepada ikan.
This will allow the people to have access to protein from fish, from meats.
Untuk mempercepat investasi di hilirisasi sumber daya alam dan berbagai bidang strategis,
and to accelerate the downstreaming in the natural resources and strategic
kami
sectors.
Bersama DPR RI telah
the government and the parliament,
apa yang kita sebut Badan Pengelola Investasi,
has created the fund management
Danantara adalah
agency
lembaga
Danantara
investasi dengan aset dalam pengelolaan lebih dari 1 triliun US dollar.
Dan Antara has been managing more than 1 trillion US dollars.
Berkualitas, terutama di bidang hilirisasi. Alhamdulillah, hari ini tingkat pengangguran nasional berhasil turun ke level terendah sejak krisis 1998. Hadirin sekalian,
now the jobless index has been the lowest, made into the lowest.
Cek kesehatan gratis telah digunakan hari ini oleh lebih dari 18 juta warga.
18 million people has been using the free health checkup.
66 kabupaten sedang kami tingkatkan kelasnya. Kawasan ekonomi khusus Sanur kami hadirkan sebagai pusat pelayanan medis bertaraf internasional agar
Sanur
orang Indonesia tidak harus
medical health center so that Indonesian do not need to go abroad to get a proper medical treatment.
Kami putuskan Indonesia bergabung dengan BRICS. Indonesia,
he is now mentioning about the decision of Indonesia in joining BRICS.
Diundang di mana-mana menjadi kehormatan dalam perayaan kemerdekaan India.
He says that Indonesia is invited in all so many important occasions.
Kami juga berhasil menyelesaikan perundingan dagang Uni Eropa dengan Indonesia.
Indonesia just finished the trade agreement between Indonesia and European Union.
Yang sebenarnya adalah free trade agreement, di mana kita bisa akses pasar Eropa dengan tarif nol. Kita juga berunding dengan Amerika.
Indonesia also has negotiated with the US.
Indonesia aktif memperjuangkan pengakuan Palestina.
Indonesia is actively promoting the recognition of Palestine.
Dan memimpin pembahasan solusi dua negara.
And also leading the two-state solution discussion or negotiation.
Pesawat Hercules kita sedang beroperasi di Timur Tengah.
Currently, our Hercules aircraft is operating in the Middle East to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza.
Saudara-saudara sekalian, kami bekerja untuk menegakkan hukum dan keadilan. Salah satu yang penting adalah dalam menegakkan hukum dan keadilan, gaji hakim harus dalam keadaan baik.
Now the government or the president is talking about the law enforcement and to improve it. One of the way is to enhance or increase the pay grade for all the judges.
Kasus korupsi besar. Bersama TNI dan Polri kami pastikan bumi dan air dan kekayaan alam yang terkandung di dalamnya dikuasai oleh negara.
He is now affirming that along with the army and the police that all the natural resources will be controlled and be used for the benefit of the nation.
Saat yang lalu, berapa tahun yang lalu, kita mendapat laporan ada ribuan, ada jutaan perkebunan kelapa sawit yang melanggar hukum.
He's now mentioning about several years ago, there's a report saying the palm oil plantations violated some regulations.
Tidak melaporkan luasnya.
Some of them even didn't report the extension of their own land.
Terbitkan peraturan presiden nomor 5 tahun 2025 tentang penertiban kawasan hutan.
So he is mentioning about the presidential decree about the forestry regulation.
Bahwa pemerintah Republik Indonesia sudah menguasai kembali 3,1 juta hektar.
Some 3.1 million hectares are now back to the hand of the government.
Potensi 5 juta hektar
from the potential 5 million hectares that is reportedly violated the rules.
Yang sudah jelas kita verifikasi melanggar aturan adalah 3,7.
And from the number 5 million, 3 million are verified to violate the rules.
3,7 juta hektar, 3,1 juta sudah dikuasai kembali. Saudara-saudara sekalian, perlu saya laporkan juga di sini bahwa ada keputusan pengadilan yang sudah ingkrah 18 tahun yang lalu yang memerintahkan ada kebun-kebun kelapa sawit yang harus disita.
He is mentioning about a court decision since 18 years ago about some palm oil plantation that needs to be confiscated by the government.
Dikuasai kembali oleh negara, dan untuk itu kita telah menggunakan pasukan-pasukan TNI untuk mengawal.
And they are using the army to monitor those lands or those plantations.
Sering terjadi perlawanan. Berani-berani melawan pemerintah NKRI. Ya, kita hadapi, saudara-saudara sekalian. Setelah ini, kita akan tertibkan juga tambang-tambang yang melanggar aturan. Saya telah diberi laporan.
Now he's mentioning about the illegal mining.
Bahwa terdapat 1,063 tambang ilegal.
He says that he got report there are 1,063 illegal mining
yang
fields or mines.
Oleh 1,063 tambang ilegal ini di laporkan potensi kerugian negara adalah minimal 300 triliun. Saudara-saudara sekalian.
And from the 1,000 illegal mines, the potential loss that the state experiences is around 300 triliun rupiah.
Seluruh MPR. Saya minta dukungan seluruh partai politik.
No, the president is asking support from all political parties for the sake of the people.
Dan saya beri peringatan, apakah ada orang-orang besar, orang-orang kuat, jenderal-jenderal dari manapun, apakah jenderal dari TNI atau jenderal dari polisi atau mantan jenderal?
He is now mentioning
tidak
that
alasan, kami akan
the government doesn't care if there is anyone wealthy enough or even generals or people with power doing all the things that might hinder the people's
dan
prosperity. The government will fight them.
Sebagai sesama pimpinan partai, saya ingatkan anggota-anggota semua partai, termasuk partai saya Gerindra, cepat-cepat kalau ada terlibat Anda jadi justice collaborator. Anda laporan aja, karena walaupun
and now the Gerindra, president says that anyone including his own
berani,
party members to be a justice collaborator should they be involved in those cases, because there's no the way or another access that the government will provide.
Provinsi ini pakai pasukan dari provinsi lain. Jangan-jangan ada anak buahmu di kebun-kebun itu. Saudara-saudara wakil rakyat sudah tahu keadaan yang sebenarnya. Benar? Saya sudah lama jadi orang Indonesia. Segala ulah, apalagi saya ini senior mantan tentara. Jadi junior-junior itu jangan macam-macam ya. Aku tahu. Kalau rakyat yang nambang, ya sudah, kita bikin koperasi. Kita legalkan. Kita atur, kita legalkan, ya. Tapi jangan alasan rakyat tahu-tahu nyelundup. Nyelundup.
He mentions that if the people are
nyelundup
facing some licensing problem, the government will help them, but the powerful people should not be hiding behind that. 10 other president is mentioning about the time that he is about to end his speech.
Indonesia harus punya pertahanan yang kuat untuk menjaga kekayaan kita.
He is now reaffirming that the country needs strength in defending its wealth.
Komando daerah militer baru, 14 komando daerah angkatan laut.
He is mentioning about the newly created regional military commands across the country.
20 brigade teritorial pembangunan, 1 brigade infanteri marinir, 1 resimen korps pasukan gerak cepat, 100 batalion teritorial pembangunan, 5 batalion infanteri marinir dan 5 batalion komando korps pasukan gerak cepat. Langkah ini sejalan dengan doktrin pertahanan kita, pertahanan dan keamanan rakyat semesta, SIS Hankam Rata, di mana seluruh warga negara dan sumber daya nasional didaya gunakan secara total untuk kepentingan pertahanan dan keamanan.
The president also affirmed again about the national wealth and resources need to be defended for the sake of the national defense.
Kita tidak mau perang. Kita harus hindari perang. Karena itu, politik luar negeri yang saya jalankan dan saya umumkan.
Now he mentions that Indonesia needs to avoid war. So the
kawan
terlalu sedikit. So he says that his foreign policy is that 100 friends is not enough, but one enemy is too much.
Kami tidak akan berpihak kepada blok manapun.
That Indonesia will not be siding with any bloc.
Di mana-mana, bebas aktif. Kita ingin damai dengan semua orang.
He is now affirming Indonesia's foreign policy, which is free and active, in which Indonesia want to be live peacefully with everyone.
Ada masalah, kadang-kadang masalah garis perbatasan. Masalah ini adalah warisan dari kolonialis, warisan dari penjajah. Belanda datang dengan Inggris, dia bikin garis seenak jidatnya, dia bikin garis itu. Yang repot kita sekarang, ya kan? Kita mau ditabrakan sama Malaysia. Kita sahabat sama Malaysia. Kita satu rumpun.
He's mentioning that the border problems are coming from the era of colonial era in which Indonesia and Malaysia are being put to fight each other. But Indonesia will not do that.
Janganlah kita terus-menerus mau diadu domba. Saudara sekalian, setiap elemen negara Indonesia, marilah kita bekerja keras agar setiap anak Indonesia berangkat ke sekolah dan mendapat makan yang baik. Kita ingin petani, nelayan kita kembali bangga.
He's reaffirming everything that he has said, that he wants all students, all children of Indonesia have enough food. All the farmers and also fishermen should be prosperous and also have good welfare.
Bangun dalam waktu yang secepat ini, tahun ini juga kita harus mulai 1,100 desa nelayan.
And now he is mentioning that this year Indonesia must be able to create 1,100 fishermen villages for the sake of that.
Berarti di situ akan hidup 2 juta kepala keluarga. Kalau satu kepala keluarga terdiri dari bapak, ibu dan 3 anak, berarti 10 juta orang akan hidup dengan baik.
In the village, 5 to 10 million people will live in good welfare.
Membayar kembali investasi kita. Jadi ini bukan BLT, ini bukan bagi-bagi uang. Kita pinjemin uang, mereka akan bayar cicil kembali kepada pemerintah. Jadi karena mereka akan menghasilkan.
And the support will not be made in a cash that people just receive, but instead it's in the form of loan that after they develop enough, they will pay it back for the country because they have now better economy. We have to create schools, we have to create job opportunities.
Tujuan kemerdekaan adalah Yen Wong Cilik Iso Gemuyu. saudara-saudara sekalian.
Because the goal of independence is to make the small people smile.
Lembaga-lembaga negara atas kinerja mereka dalam menjalankan roda negara.
The president is appreciating national institutions in driving the economy.
Rumah kebangsaan, pengawal ideologi Pancasila dan kedaulatan rakyat, secara konsisten terus-menerus sosialisasikan Pancasila, Undang-Undang Dasar 1945, NKRI dan Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. MPR konsisten turun ke rakyat, jelaskan empat pilar kehidupan berbangsa dan bernegara. Ini sangat penting karena pemahaman Undang-Undang Dasar 1945 bisa menyelamatkan ekonomi kita, bisa menyelamatkan demokrasi.
The president is reaffirming about the constitution that can help the nation.
2004-2009 telah membahas dan mengesahkan 14 rancangan undang-undang dan telah.
He's mentioning that the House of Representatives has ratified 14 draft bills
dan jangka menengah 2025-2029 sehingga perencanaan, penyusunan dan pembahasan RUU berjalan secara terarah dan terukur. Pada pelaksanaan fungsi penganggaran, DPR RI telah membantu pemerintah.
In the budgeting, the House has been helping the government in creating a just, equitable efficiency.
Serta membantu menyusun RAPBN 2026 yang akan saya sampaikan sore hari ini.
And he also that the House has helped the government in creating the draft state budget 2026 that he will announce this afternoon.
DPD RI telah menetapkan lebih dari 50 keputusan kelembagaan yang mencerminkan peran aktif dan strategis DPD dalam memperjuangkan aspirasi dan kepentingan daerah.
And the Regional Representative Council has been a good representation of the aspiration from the regions.
Fungsi pengawasan, pemberian pertimbangan anggaran, serta proaktif memantau dan mengevaluasi raperda dan perda untuk memastikan kesesuaian regulasi daerah dengan kebijakan nasional.
And the council has been monitoring
BPKRI
the regional
telah membuktikan
policies
integritasnya dan independensinya.
He's mentioning about the state audit agency BPKRI that is successfully showing their independence, impartiality, and auditing the nation.
Peningkatan akuntabilitas tata kelola keuangan negara serta kualitas pertanggungjawaban pelaksanaan anggaran sehingga kementerian dan lembaga yang telah mencapai status wajar tanpa pengecualian mencapai 97.7% untuk tahun anggaran 2024. Mengawal program prioritas nasional, meningkatkan efektivitas belanja APBN, serta penyelamatan puluhan triliun rupiah uang dan aset negara. Mahkamah Konstitusi di sepanjang tahun 2024 hingga pertengahan 2025 telah menangani ratusan perkara pengujian undang-undang, perselisihan hasil pemilihan umum, dan
he's now mentioning about the achievements made by the Constitutional Court and all the cases, including the dispute of the general election and even the regional election.
Yang menjadi tonggak penguatan demokrasi dan perlindungan hak konstitusional warga negara. Mahkamah Agung secara serius dan berkelanjutan melakukan reformasi peradilan, modernisasi manajemen perkara, penyelesaian sengketa perdata secara cepat dan berorientasi pada perdamaian serta penanganan perkara pidana dengan pendekatan restoratif justice. Dengan sistem peradilan elektronik atau e-court di Mahkamah Agung, jumlah perkara yang didaftarkan di pengadilan tingkat pertama meningkat 30.84% dari tahun sebelumnya. Penyelesaian sengketa perdata dengan nilai gugatan di bawah 500 juta rupiah meningkat 68%. dan tingkat keberhasilan penyelesaian sengketa melalui mediasi meningkat 28%. Capaian ini adalah bukti nyata kerja keras Mahkamah Agung untuk mewujudkan peradilan yang modern, cepat, berbiaya ringan.
He's still mentioning about the court and that the government will improve the court to make it more efficient in cost and also the process can be quicker.
Yaitu dengan menjaga integritas hakim dan meningkatkan kepercayaan publik.
And now he's mentioning about the Supreme Court that is successfully maintaining the integrity of the judges and also public's trust.
Calon hakim agung dan hakim ad hoc yang menghasilkan sebanyak 9 orang calon hakim agung, 3 orang calon hakim ad hoc di Mahkamah Agung. Komisi Yudisial juga telah menerima 3.752 laporan masyarakat terkait dugaan pelanggaran kode etik dan pedoman perilaku hakim dan mengusulkan penjatuhan sanksi kepada 116 orang hakim. Selain itu, saya juga mengucapkan terima kasih kepada Bank Indonesia, Otoritas Jasa Keuangan, Lembaga Penjamin Simpanan, Komisi Pemberantasan Korupsi, Komisi Pemilihan Umum, Badan Pengawas Pemilu, Ombudsman RI, Komnas HAM, dan lembaga-lembaga nasional lainnya.
And now he's mentioning about the other national institutions like the National Commission for Human Rights and also the General Election Commission that has been doing so well for the people of Indonesia.
Setiap pengusaha nasional yang telah membuka lapangan kerja di Indonesia, menanamkan modal di Indonesia, dan menyimpan hasil usahanya di Indonesia. Jangan salah, tidak semua pengusaha yang besar itu ikut dalam alam mazhab serakahnomik.
Justru, and despite the serakahnomik or the greednomik he mentioned earlier, apparently there are still big companies who are still supporting the people.
Mereka harus menjadi bagian dari Indonesia Incorporated.
And Indonesia he says Incorporated that these companies need to be Indonesia Incorporated.
Di mana semua stakeholder, semua pemain bergerak dalam satu kesatuan tim nasional.
Indonesia Incorporated, according to the president, is a place of support where all stakeholders play for the sake of Indonesia under one same goal.
Berdayakan, itu namanya Indonesia Incorporated. Saya sampaikan, kalau kita hilangkan kemiskinan, kalau orang yang berada di bawah garis kemiskinan punya uang, punya penghasilan, mereka punya daya beli, mereka akan beli barang-barang.
He affirms that the poor people, if they have money, they will have purchasing power.
Itu yang kita namakan
and this will be
mata rantai,
a good cycle
yang saling memperkuat, bukan saling menghancurkan.
And not a cycle that defeats each other.
Saya dan saya yakin bahwa dengan kita bersatu, dengan kita bergotong royong, dengan kita mencapai demokrasi sesuai
by joining hands and reaching the democracy that is following our culture, the economy that follows the blueprints of our founding father,
Indonesia
will be even more stronger and even prosperous.
Kita memilih beberapa tonggak sebagai
choose several pillars
tema kita
as our team.
Bersatu, berdaulat,
united and sovereign,
rakyat sejahtera,
prosperous people.
Rakyat harus sejahtera.
The people must be prosperous.
Kalau rakyat tidak sejahtera,
if they are not prosperous,
saya katakan kita gagal.
We'll fail
sebagai negara merdeka.
As an independent country,
kita akan berhasil sebagai negara merdeka kalau rakyat kita sejahtera. Karena itu marilah kita bekerja sama.
We'll
kita
berbeda-beda boleh. Are prosperous. Satu tujuan so let's kita. Join hands silakan despite our differences.
Yang berada di luar pemerintah tidak ada masalah.
Including those outside the government.
Kita butuh
thank you.
Koreksi.
We need correction. We need inputs and monitoring.
Kita butuh kritik.
When it's criticism.
Walaupun kadang-kadang kritik itu menyesakkan juga.
Although sometimes it hurts.
Tapi enggak ada masalah.
That's
jangan
not a problem.
Jangan berhenti kritik.
Do not stop criticizing the government.
Saya juga minta.
I also ask.
Dari koalisi.
From the coalition.
Koalisi kita.
Our coalition.
Tetap di dalam koalisi.
To stay in the
harus
coalition.
Harus berani mengawasi. Harus berani koreksi.
And must be brave enough to give
tidak
inputs
boleh
to
ada
do
yang
correction.
Merasa
nobody needs to feel
lebih kuat dari hukum.
Stronger.
Tidak boleh
more powerful
ada yang
than
merasa
nobody
tidak dapat
can feel
diatur. Tidak dapat.
They are free from any regulations.
Periksa.
They cannot be monitored or even audited. And that's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Sidang majelis yang terhormat, Dirgahayu Republik Indonesia ke-80. Mungkin inilah tandanya bahwa demokrasi kita kuat.
And maybe this is the sign that our democracy is strong.
Presiden ke-8.
Because I'm the 8th president of Indonesia.
Yang akan memimpin perayaan.
They will lead the celebration.
Hari kemerdekaan.
Of Independence Day.
Yang ke-8.
The 80th Independence Day.
Memang ditakdirkan untuk jadi presiden ke-8.
I'm fated to be the 8th president of Indonesia.
Dan saya adalah bukti bahwa demokrasi kita berjalan.
And I'm the evidence that our democracy works.
5 kali.
Because I joined the election 5 times.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank
4
God.
Kali kalah.
I lose 4 times.
Tapi hari ini,
but today,
saya berdiri di depan majelis ini.
I stand in front of the parliament.
Terima kasih.
Thank you very much.
Terima kasih, saudara-saudara sekalian. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the straight address by President Prabowo Subianto in the plenary session of the House of Representatives and the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly.
Merdeka! Merdeka!
And the president and also all the members of the parliament and all the guests were just shouting Merdeka, or which means independent, which is one of the spirit that is brought in today's event. And that is the special program of the House of Representatives plenary session. And in a moment, my colleague and also the original announcer of the day, Yunika, will be reading you the conclusion or the summary of today's event.
You're listening to Special Program.
Special Program.
House of Representative Plenary Session.
And here I am, Yunika, back on the mic here, and I'm going to give you the long, you know, the very much needed summarize of the speech of the president on the day of the plenary session. And the president reflected on 80 years of Indonesia's independence, highlighting the nation's journey from armed struggle and diplomacy to the development carried out by previous presidents, and reaffirming the goal of independence to free the people from poverty, hunger, and suffering through economic sovereignty and food self-sufficiency. He also emphasized the importance of fair management of natural resources, a harmonious democracy rooted in Indonesian culture, and of course the courage to address shortcomings, including eradicating corruption. The speech underscored that his administration is moving closer to the vision and mission he pledged during his candidacy. strengthening economic sovereignty, ensuring equitable prosperity, building a united and stable political system, and upholding the rule of law without favoritism for the benefit of the people and future generation. So basically, that is the summary of what President Prabowo Subianto delivered on his speech in approaching of the Independence Day on the plenary session of the House of Representatives. And that was the full session, special session, in order to celebrate this day of plenary session and approaching the Independence Day of our country, the 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. We already bringing you the full, you know, interpretation of the whole event and also the summary of the Prabowo Subianto's speech. So if you want to know more and, of course, listen to more news about Indonesia and celebrating our Independence Day, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The 80th Independence Day of Indonesia. United and sovereign, a prosperous people, an advanced Indonesia.
Thank you for tuning in with Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
We are approaching the 80th Independence Day, the 80 years of Indonesia's Independence Day, and we should say that a lot of people, Indonesian people, are very much excited for this event, including people from all across Indonesia, from each RRI station. They've been reporting to us how are the event feels so joyful, and the preparations from the people on each region are full of excitement. But not only the people, our president and also the House of Representatives in full mode of seriousness while also celebrating the days approaching our Independence Day by, you know, holding the plenary session. And we are just finished listening to the Prabowo Subianto's speech about his report on his current cabinet and also period that he has been achieving a lot in terms of corruption and also the nutritional and the health sectors of Indonesia and also education. So there's a lot of sectors that the government is working on and will continuously working on it. So if you want to know more info or news about this, make sure to stay tuned on rri.co.id, because in rri.co.id we'll be bringing you the credible, comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And if you are still tuning in with us, Voice of Indonesia, thank you very much, VOI listeners. You are very much loyal to us. And now I'll be playing you another song in celebrating Indonesian Independence Day, Indonesia Pusaka by Rosa.
Indonesia, tanah air.
listeners, thank you very much for always tuning in with us on Morning Session of Indonesia today. And of course, we are bringing you the special edition of the Morning Session of Indonesia today because we are approaching the Independence Day. We already have the report on the plenary session of House of Representatives, while also have been watching the speech of our President Prabowo Subianto. So I want to say, first of all, before I'm thanking you guys for sticking with Voice of Indonesia, I want to thank my partner, my colleague Steve, for handling the whole speech of Prabowo Subianto. So our lovely VOI listeners from all over the world that cannot understand Indonesian language can understand what is Prabowo Subianto's talking about. And other than that, I also, of course, want to thank you guys, the listeners, for staying in tune with us on our online streaming VOI News ID. Or maybe you are listening through a much easier access on your phone, mobile phone, on RRI Digital, which is available on Android and iOS. And of course, other than that, I want you guys to follow us and keep contact with us through our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official, our YouTube, VOI Official. And if you want to give us an input or feedbacks, you can absolutely do that by contacting us on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And it's me back on the mic, and sadly I have to signing out because I already have my colleague here, Rahma, who will continue the Indonesia's Today session with the afternoon session. Once again, because in Indonesia we are approaching the lunch hour, I want to remind all of my VOL listeners to have your lunch, or maybe if it's not lunch there in your place, in your location, go eat. Don't forget to eat. And don't forget to drink your water, because water intake is important. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Kita adalah satu bangsa yang menghadapi beberapa challenge.
Dari Sabang sampai Merauke, ia adalah merupakan satu kesatuan kebangsaan. Ia adalah satu national entity. Ia adalah pula satu kesatuan kenegaraan.
Ayo bangsa Indonesia, revolusimu belum selesai.
Merah putih ber-